Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, great. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age, please?
54.
Okay, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
African American,
okay, thank you. Please write your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
9.
I'm going to read you a list of elected officials after each one. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Starting with Sherrod Brown, a senator.
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Oh,
you
do
said
you
strongly
approve or strongly? Right, or somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approved.
Strongly, okay. Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly disapproved.
Okay. Joe Biden as president.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of that person or institution or just unfamiliar with them, you can tell me that. We're starting with First Energy.
I heard of it. What were my options again? Did you say approved? Somewhat or
right. Favorable, unfavorable. You haven't heard of them or you're unfamiliar with them?
Favorable.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Marcy Kaptur.
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Strongly unfavorable.
Okay. Derek Marin.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Probably Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you that we're around 60% complete, so I really appreciate your help. Quickly moving on, if the election for Senate were held today and candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy, okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you'd consider voting for him?
No chance.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. It says, mm-hmm. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who's been in Washington for over 40 years. She's become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her? It doesn't make a difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, you can tell me that. Or if you don't think it's true, you can say that as well.
It doesn't affect my vote, no. I don't think
doesn't
it's
affect,
true.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay, so you don't think it's true?
I don't think it's true, no.
Okay, okay. Hold on. There we go. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less, if it makes no difference, or if it makes you more likely to vote for them, or at the same time, if you don't think it's true, you can say that as well. So it begins with, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Less likely to vote for him.
Would you say somewhat less or much less likely?
Much, much less.
Much less. All right. Derek Merritt wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Oh, my God.
No.
Less likely.
And once again, is that much less? Somewhat less?
Much less. Much less.
Okay. Thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws to drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and would raise the retirement age.
Much less likely.
Much less, okay. As a landlord who's received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Wow, much less likely.
Okay. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt had been voting no on that.
Less likely, much less likely.
Okay. The last statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill, bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Much less likely.
Okay, we're done with this section. Thank you. Now, based on what you just heard, what's the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
Oh, my goodness. Because to keep the rights of a citizen, he is trying to get everything. It's a little scary.
Okay, but he's... My
best reason, yes, because he is not for the people. That's the way I see it. He does not care about the constituents at all. The citizens of Ohio doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one second. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Really appreciate your patience so far. We're almost done. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you haven't, but I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy, okay. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
The primary reason that he does that he is not for the people of Ohio. He's not for the working class people of Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I know it's quite similar to the other question I asked you, so I appreciate that. So these are the last couple of questions. What's the last year of schooling you have completed?
I'm sorry, is that my refrigerator? What was your question, Jane?
Oh, no problem. What's the last year of schooling you have completed?
Graduate school.
Graduate school, okay. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
A strong one, okay.
Yeah.
How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden. Okay, so this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your patience. Thank you for your participation.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.